This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back in. As we'll get you ready, the Astros, they take on the Royals coming up here in a bit. We'll see if they can hang on and try to win another series.
It's the last chance, man. You gonna make a bet?
Ah, man, you know, hey, man, it's Mother's Day, man. You can't go against Mother's Day.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Hands are tied. I made it yesterday. It extends through the 3 days.
You still got time, man.
What if for Father's Day you want to make a bet?
Ooh.
Well, Father's Day's next month. Like, you mean to make it early?
Yeah, but the Royals are in town now.
Yeah, I know it. Hands are tied. Hey, listen. This ain't something.
Nothing I can do.
It ain't something I want. All right, hands are tied, man.
It has been written.
It's your hair.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't have been hair this time.
You could do like a tattoo.
That would not be the first time I have put a tattoo on the line.
Ooh, I like that out of you.
Yep, Orlando Scandrick.
I've never bet on a tattoo.
AKA Lando. I said if, you remember that that crazy Monday night game between the Rams and the Chiefs?
Oh, yeah.
Where
I was in Disney World.
It was like 50 to 40 something. And they went crazy. Peters had just gotten traded to the Rams, and a shocker, he's like my dude, my favorite player. He got traded over there, and Orlando Scandrick was, I called him Scrap Heap. They found him late, Scrap Heap Scandrick, and AKA Lando. And everybody would point to me, oh, he's better. I said, all right, if Lando has a better game, I said, we can just simply make it easy and go to Pro Football Focus. If Orlando Scandrick has a better game, I will tattoo Lando across. I will cover the show that I have on my. I will cover it with Lando.
Let's do it.
He got beat 3 straight touchdowns right off the bat of the game.
So you knew your show tattoo was pretty safe.
I just
huh?
said just don't blow it. Then Peter's got a pick. And I think it was like he had 30 yards against him in the game. Scandrick gave him 3 touchdowns. Oh, fuck it. I was a little nervous, though. A little bit mad.
It will not be a good night.
The way Mahomes was getting hot, I thought he might target him. But, yeah, so I've had a tattoo on the line.
The tattoo is still there, so you must have fared pretty well. So I did. Do it again, man.
No. Well, can't do it. No. Hands are tied. I would have put it on there.
I'll come up with something.
Yeah, I'd have had Orbit tattooed right on my ass if they lost. But hands are tied.
That's disrespectful to that green alien.
Megan's favorite.
We can see it.
Megan's favorite.
You're damn right.
Get the green coloring and everything. That was on my mind.
At least he hadn't sent her videos shirtless.
But again, yeah, couldn't do it.
Redick.
You'd rather that one shirtless. But no, coming up behind us. Texans All Access, they will discuss. There was thoughts that the Texans would be the game against the Chargers in Brazil. That isn't happening. The Chiefs are playing the Chargers in Brazil the second or that Friday as the season opens. They'll discuss that and potentially other looks at what the schedule could look like. Area 45 coming up behind them. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago. Stay tuned for that. And T-Mill's Best Bets. 5 for 5 on Friday. We won't talk about the rest of the week, but 5 for 5 on Friday, and he is ready to have a big, big week. That comes up after, or here in a couple of minutes as we move through towards the end of the show here. All right, Clint. I was listening to Nico Collins. He was doing a camp over the weekend. I was listening to Nico Collins talk about kind of his steps. He's like, hey, they asked him about the new guys, and he said, hey, man, we got a lot of new receivers, and I've got to push them. I've got to take my leadership to the next level. And immediately it made me wonder, wow, when you start to look at this team as they're rolling in year 3 of this thing, Clint, they've cleared the way. And now those young guys in that core, the Nikos, the CJs, the Will Anderson, the Stingleys, the Petries, it is time for them to take over this thing. Are you confident that those young group of guys are ready to kind of take the lead and make this their team?
Well, the phrasing you use matters here, because when you say team, I think the answer is absolutely yes. If you talk specifically on the defensive side of the football, I think the answer is absolutely yes. When I look at this offense, I've said it before, and nothing's changed since I've said it multiple times. The biggest issue that I see with this team right now is leadership. You've got to have guys that when the going gets tough, they have the ability to put their foot in somebody's ass. They have the ability to apply pressure, and people want to respond in a way of you know, raising their performance. I've said it a million times. Look, I think CJ Stroud's I'll be your friend. I'll pray for
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For you is fine, but there's going to come a time when you need a different level there, when you need a little something else there. Nico Collins, super quiet, straight grinder. All he does is work and play. That'll work for a while, but there comes a time when you need a little something else in there. And offensively, Dalton Schultz is paid. He's a veteran. He's not the guy either. He just doesn't have it in him either. I wonder. Nico,
he don't need to be leading nobody. No, absolutely not.
And Nico and CJ are the two that I believe the jury's still out. Do they have it in them or not? I don't think it's a boy, now it's just my turn to step up. I think it's either you've got it or you don't. And right now, those two guys have kind of, you know, they get by leading by example and being Mr. Nice Guy and saying the right things and buying in and being accountable. And the head coach, the head coach anoints CJ and puts him in the huddle right next to him. At some point in time, they need to do more. We saw Joe Mixon because that's the one guy on the offensive side of the ball that gives me hope. We saw Joe Mixon, I think, two different times this season in an indirect way kind of call people out, you know, and you know, that's – you can't be scared to do those kind of things. And I just think the opportunity's there now with Laremy Tunsil being gone, with Shaq Mason being gone, with Steph Diggs being gone. There's definitely an opportunity there now. If C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins have any ounce of like, I'm talking leading the team, taking things over and grabbing the bull by the horns, this is the time to do it.
Yeah, and like I said, man, D'Amico, Nick Caserio, I don't think it's an accident that they have cleared the way and added veteran guys that I think have got no problem with those guys taking the bull by the horn, so to speak. Right? Like, last year, there was still a Tunsil. There was still Diggs. I think those are big, loud personalities. Not to say they had any problems with those guys, but those were some big, bigger personalities. Now, it is, yo, Joe Mixon gladly will let those guys take the lead without any issues. The other side, right? Like, Danielle Hunter is, to me, a more lead by example, you know, more quiet guy. Like, I don't think there's anybody, and I think Aziz as well, he's a leader on the team, but I don't think there's anybody that is going to try to get in the way of Will Anderson and Jalen Petrie, you know, taking the spots and the roles. You've been talking about that with Jalen Petrie since he was a rookie. Like, if they can allow this to be more of him, his team, and he could be more vocal and have the feel of it. So I think it has been a calculated thing for, hey, we're year three. It's now your team. Right, this is not it is now your team. You guys been here 3-4 years. It's yours. It's your team. So I cannot wait to watch that to see how different that is. And that's a new and different responsibility that these guys gotta have. Like you said, it's not just Nico just leading. No, man, you gotta be the guy. You gotta be over there verbally. You've got to take that next step.
Yeah, and I don't know if they do or they don't have it. We'll see what they do or don't have. I do think that the removal of Laremy Tunsil and the bringing in an offensive coordinator that appears to be, according to CJ, going to allow him to have more control, right? Your hands are really tied when you don't have a whole lot of control, when you're not the main communicator, when you're not dictating and you're not responsible for, instead you're just kind of a puppet out there. It's hard to take things over. And so, again, if he becomes this more vocal guy, coach on the field, extension of the staff, then I think it'll allow for the opportunity for him to take this thing over full go.
All right, let's get it. Let's get a little cash, baby. What you got, 5-6 bets tonight? Got a 5-piece?
I got a 5-piece for you,
yes. A couple of biscuits as well. All right, let's hear it. Let's see if he can make you a little cash tonight.
Especially if you're a Popeyes. Got to get the biscuit. No Double question. Up on them biscuits. Oh, looking from more what we did Friday, not Monday through Thursday last week, I got 5 baseball bets for you tonight. Yes, the Astros are included, so perk the ears up. Here are your 5 bets. First, I got the Detroit Tigers +1 run at -125 as they square off against Bregman's Red Sox tonight. Then I'm on the Chicago Cubs -1.5 at -120 odds as they host the Marlins this evening. Royals at Astros. That series gets set and going here in just a bit over at Daikin Park. I'm on the over in that game, over 8 runs at -115. And then 2 Astros player props I really like for you tonight. Young Cam Smith to get a hit, 1 single hit. I like that one. I got it at -145. You might be able to get better odds. And then the dude who has in some ways been carrying the Astro offense this season, Jeremy Pena, over 1.5 total bases at +120 this evening. Those are your 5 best bets. You fellas tell me if you love any or you hate any.
I love the Pena.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Many do.
Old Jer Bear.
Yeah, the strikeout pitch for Waka is more of a changeup, not as much of the slider away, so I like that. Cam Smith isn't bad. I don't like the Royals and Astros over 8. These are two offensively challenged teams that show some signs of life sometimes. And then I like the Tigers plus 1 versus the Red Sox. So
okay,
hopefully you make a little cash.
Hopefully.
This feels like...
Do you have any room?
It feels like a clean...
Yes. No, I don't.
This feels like 3-2 ball games this week.
It's I hope you're wrong tonight,
at least.
I know it,
man. First two games last time they played were 2-0, 2-0.
I would love a Green Day to start a week. That's for sure.
I would, too, for you as well. All right.
Should have had room for me.
Should have. Well, maybe. All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, and then the best late night talk sports talk show in Houston, Area 45 follows. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. A lovely day. The Royals are playing the Astros this week. We're not making any bets at all in this house. Nobody's making any bets. Nobody's going to make
that's
any
not any
crazy.
Fun.
That's where the blind
nobody,
tips.
They said, yeah, no, that we're all agreeing to this. No crazy bets. Nobody's hair is getting...
I thought we were going to run it back.
Shaving heads. None of that.
Nope. I'd put blonde hair on the table again. I'd risk it.
No risk it, no biscuit.
I'm not putting blonde hair on the table.
Damn.
Listen, I mean, sorry, man.
Is that my boy Ron?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.